Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Francis. I want to thank you for the miracle seed of $51.92. Woman of God, I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. And I'm going to be right back, but know that you're coming into a season of expansion, happiness, joy, and harmony. Where the Lord says, I bring you into a season where you're going to be able to recoup some things, and you're going to walk into a season of blessings. I touch every aspect of your life, and I shall use thee greatly. Listen to the word, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Francis. Sister Francis, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be some sort of a family get-together, a gathering. God says that there are family curses that's going to be broken or has been broken. God says that there's going to be much joy that you're going to have because God says that things are being wiped away, those things that were burdensome are being wiped away. And God says that there's a clear slate about dealing with something. God's also saying something dealing with justification. But God says that you are going to see much, and I'm hearing God says prosperous. You're going to prosper. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. When I heard your name, I don't know why, for some reason, I heard the nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. But God said it's not a dream, it's a reality. And God says he's making it a reality. And the teaching that Bishop has done on the life of Joseph and his dream, I don't know if you have those series, but God says you need to listen to that series and you begin to meditate and digest the word of knowledge and the words of wisdom that came forth. Because God says you are a leader and he's calling you forth, and the reality of who you are is coming into the forefront. God said this is the time and a season that the Joseph, the anointing of the Joseph is upon you, and you shall see the leader come forth, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, and I concur. I concur, and also study the story of Joseph, because some people overlook certain things. And God has a hidden blessing and a message in there for you to encourage you that all shall be well. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frances. When I heard your name, I heard France. And I saw you traveling abroad. Get ready, woman of God, for there's much travel and exploration around you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Francis. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, many changes. Father God says this is the season to be open to change, and this is the season to begin to minister to the family. I so agree with the prophets, for Father God says this is the season where you're coming forth in a new way. I hear Father God saying, speak and be heard in this season, and I do hear Father God saying, apply the seed of patience. For Father God says, in the seed of patience, you're going to begin to gain the wisdom and the clarity of the new direction. I hear Father God saying, destiny and purpose is meeting concerning the family.
The word of the Lord comes unto me saying that, prepare, prepare, for this is an hour and this is a season of a breakthrough. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thy life in an unusual way, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of progress. You're going to come into a season of praise and even greater affection. You're going to step into a time where goodness shall be thy portion, and the Lord says that you shall achieve much, and you shall come into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, if you have not seen a major promotion, something is going to be offered to you that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, in this season, and yea, even in this hour, I bring you compensation. I bring you benefits, for I will open up a window of opportunity for thee. And you will see increase, increase all around thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says that I'm causing a shift in this season, a shift in how you view things, a shift that shall cause you to come into a season of blessings. And you will see that your talent shall cause you to prosper. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a new beginning. For the Spirit will say unto thee that this is a time for you to begin to let go of anything or any relationship that has become outworn, unproductive, and that has outlived itself unto thee. And as you do that, you're preparing for the new. You're preparing for the new season. You're preparing for the breakthrough. You're preparing for even as Jesus said to the disciples, cast your empty nets, not one, but empty nets. And as they moved in faith, but not in total faith, the nets was bursting at the seams. The Lord says, as you cast forth your nets, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, he says, be careful of what you say, but also what you put in writing. Because during this month, the Lord says, things will come back to thee quickly, quickly, quickly. So use wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord says, you're going to get insights into a relationship, business, or emotional as well. Now, I want to go ahead to around about the 23rd of the month, because God said he urges you to use your finances wisely during that season. And yet it seems as if that even around the 26th or the 22nd to the end of the month, you may be taking care or dealing with a family matter or trying to solve a family problem and know that all shall be well. Can I tell you that the Lord says be watchful in this season, even in this month. Be watchful of any kind of accidents or things of that nature. Make sure that things are put away. Make sure that the smoke detectors and things of that are working properly. Make sure that vehicles are working properly. Inspect things. Stay on top of things. Things surrounding the home that is properly secured, and just be more attentive, be more aware. Watch the areas that you go into, watch the neighborhoods that you go into. Now you're going to begin to find that the Lord says you're going to choose companions and right people and friendships. You're going to choose right individuals wisely and carefully, because they can influence your thoughts, your values, and your reputation. For as the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. So watch whom you have around you, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to be able to let go of things that is no longer of me. And you will see that the truth will be known, and what was hidden shall also be revealed. Something is going to come out into the open that has been hidden from thee. Thank you for your miracle, miracle seed. We appreciate you. Look forward to continuing our prophetic divine connection. God bless you.